The man of truth, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the very beginning of this silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. For example, I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them. I will encourage them towards my family members, my spouse, my children, my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, make it now, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will try to gain maximum rewards. There are many, many countless benefits and blessings in reciting salawat, durood and salutations upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A beautiful hadith, the summary of which is mentioned, and our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers, as much as we can, make it our habit to daily recite as much durood and salawat as we possibly can to gain more and more thawab and rewards. Indeed, who does not know about that beautiful incident that took place in the cave of Thawr, when the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the enemies of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, when they were after them, when Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they were in the cave of Thawr. We all know this incident. Regarding this, His Eminence Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has written in Mukashafatul Qulub that some of the scholars of Seerah refers to the biography and the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he says that some of the scholars of the seerah have written that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu expressed that there was a danger of the enemy seeing them, then the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if they enter through here, we will go out through the other side of the cave. As soon as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu diverted his gaze towards the other side of the cave, what did he see? He saw a door by the side of which was a flowing ocean as well as a boat which was bound to the wall of the cave. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have learnt of this great comforting miracle, mu'jiza, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw the boat and the ocean due to the blessings of the enlightened and merciful gaze of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we learned how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt immense relief and serenity. From this incident, we also come to know that seeking help from the Prophet of Mercy the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we face any calamities or difficulties or at times of need, is actually the practice of the respected Sahaba Kiram alayhimur ridwan. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has mentioned, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was going towards the cave, when he was going towards the cave with the embodiment of Nur, the comforter of the souls, our master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sometimes would walk in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and sometimes behind. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you doing this? That is, going in front sometimes, going behind sometimes. So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, when I think about those who are searching for us, I move behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when I think about the hidden enemies waiting to ambush, I move in front of you so that no harm can reach you. Subhanallah. The guide to the path of salvation, the master of Medina, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then asked, in case of danger, would you prefer to die before me in my place? Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, by Allah Azza wa Jal, this is my only desire. Subhanallah. Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhim, has stated, the cause of the apparent demise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was because of the recurrence of the effect of poison. Similarly, the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was due to the recurrence of the effect of the poison of the snake which bit him in the cave of Thawr on the night of the Hijrah, the migration. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with such a high status of fanafir rasul, meaning submerging into the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even his demise is similar to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The apparent passing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was when? It was on a Monday. And Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, left this world on a Monday night after passing the day of Monday. Subhanallah. On the day of the apparent passing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there was not even oil in the house to light the lamp. And at the time of the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there was not enough money in the house to buy a shroud, a coffin, that is a cloth used to wrap the body for the burial. This is true fana. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have learnt about the similarity between the final journey to the hereafter of the master of Medina, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest lover, the greatest obedient follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time of the apparent passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there was no oil in the lamp, and the state of the sterling devotee and follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was that instead of running after the temporary wealth of the world, which is bound for destruction, he collected the treasure of the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He tolerated many great difficulties, and he always considered this condition as being the source of true satisfaction in both worlds. From this we also learn that in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, those who possess an abundance of wealth and riches are not the most honorable nor important. In fact, those who are blessed with the priceless treasure of taqwa, which is piety and fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, are the most respectable and excellent. As Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Hujurat, verse 13. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Undoubtedly, the most respected among you in the sight of Allah is he who is more pious. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The shining star of the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the support for the broken hearted Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, recited the following verses on the apparent passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Out of intense grief, he recited these couplets. He says, when I saw my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam having apparently passed away, the houses seemed constricted to me despite their vastness. Now, due to the passing of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my heart is shattered and my bone will remain broken forever. If only I could have been buried in my grave before the apparent passing of my master. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the great lover and obedient follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the guide on the path of love, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, expressed his love and his devotion in these verses with such passion and feeling. For the sake of the pure tears of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which flowed out of the grief for the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if only we too could be blessed with eyes which cry due to the grief of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allama Imam Abdul Rahman Jami Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani has stated a faith refreshing dream from the last days of the blessed life of the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has mentioned this in his world famous Shawahidun Nubuwa. A portion of this narration is presented as follows. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, once during the final part of the night, I was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wore two white pieces of cloth and I was joining both of their edges. Suddenly, both these pieces of cloth became green and began to glisten and shine. Their sparkle and splendor was dazzling to the eyes. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam greeted me by saying, Assalamu alaykum. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shook my hand and greeted me and kept his hand on my painful chest, due to which the intense grief of my heart was removed. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, O Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, I have a great desire to meet you. Has the time not yet come for you to come to me? I wept intensely in my dream to such an extent that even my family members came to know about it, and they told me about my weeping in that dream after I had awoken. On page 67 of the book entitled Sahaba Kiram Ka Ishq Rasul, the 274-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, therein it is mentioned, a few hours Before his passing, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked his beloved daughter, our beloved mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, how many pieces of cloth were there in the shroud, in the coffin of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And what was the day of his apparent passing? Now the reason for asking these questions was his great desire to resemble Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his own coffin, his own shroud, and the day of his passing away. So that in the same way that he had followed the guide to the path of salvation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, during his life, he could also do so at the time of his death. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen, the command of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, indeed possessed such a great treasure of perfected and unrivaled love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The condition in which he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu spent his days and his nights perfectly shows his great love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After the apparent passing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was overcome with grief. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu found it extremely difficult to spend the days and nights of the remainder of his blessed life, approximately 2 years and 7 months, to spend his life without the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would remain sorrowful in remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The great Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, the actual cause of the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was because of the apparent passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because of the shock and the sorrow of this, his body would quiver, and it was a result of this that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has narrated in Tarikhul Khulafa that in the period of the illness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, people came to visit him. And they said, O successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, give us permission to bring a doctor for you. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, the doctor has already seen me. They asked, what did he say? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, he said, fa'alul lima urid. That is, I do whatever I want. The meaning of this is that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-wise. Nobody can evade His decision. And whatever He wills, will certainly come to pass. This was the faith and the trust of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this was his contentment on the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Amirul Mu'mineen, the command of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is definitely the unparalleled lover and obedient follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His illness in the grief and love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is itself a proof that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu indeed is the greatest lover and obedient follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The only reason for the grief and the sorrow in his heart was because of the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and because of his separation from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whereas our hearts have become completely obsessed with the love of this world, the love of this dunya, its temporal beauty, and the short-lasting influence and control. Our hearts only crave and yearn for these kind of things, and sigh in sorrow only when our selfish inner desires are not fulfilled. Various causes of the apparent passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu have been reported. According to some, his passing was caused because of the recurrence of the effect of the poison of the snake which bit him in the cave of Thawr. Another reason that has been reported is that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the sorrow and in the grief of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ibn Sa'd and Hakim have narrated from Ibn Shahab that the cause of the apparent passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that once someone sent khuzayra, which is a type of mincemeat, as a gift to him to eat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Harith ibn Qaladah, they both started to eat from this. After having eaten some of it, Harith, because he was a hakim, he said, "O successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stop your hand and refrain from eating, because there is poison in this. The effects of this poison will become apparent within 1 year. You will see that both you and I will pass away on the same day within the same year." Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu moved his hand away from the food, but the poison had already done its work. Both of them remained ill from that day, and after 1 year, they both passed away on the same day due to the effect of that poison. This narration of Hakim, as reported by Sha'abi, is as follows. What can we expect from this wretched world in which even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was given poison, as was Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. There is no contradiction in any of the above narrations regarding the cause for the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was in fact the combination of these three factors which led to his passing. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, the love of this world is blind. It was because of the love of this wretched world that the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his greatest companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were given poison. Indeed, before his passing away, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made the following will. What did he say? He said, "Bring my body in front of the enlightened tomb of the embodiment of Noor, the comforter of the souls, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." And then, after humbly saying, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah," say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Abu Bakr is present in your eminent court. If the door opens automatically, then take my body inside. Otherwise, bury me in Jannatul Baqi." According to his will, the body was placed in front of the enlightened tomb, and it was said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr is present." As soon as this had been said, the lock of the door opened automatically, and a voice was heard saying, "أدخل الحبيب إلى الحبيب فإن الحبيب إلى الحبيب مشتاق." Meaning, join the beloved with his beloved, because the beloved is longing for his beloved. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was and is the greatest companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is proven from here as well that it was the aqeedah and the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact, of all Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, all the companions, that even after his apparent passing, the peace of our heart, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, is alive in his enlightened tomb and is the possessor of power and authority. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, for the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and all Sahaba kiram, grant us the enthusiasm to follow in the footsteps of them and to establish our salah, to read the Quran, to practice upon them, and to invite others towards the beautiful deen of Islam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph al-Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.